Well, look, I mean, it was a year, obviously, we had the election, just the outcome of it before the year started, and then the formation of government and all of that from a political point of view was one of the main things that happened. We had a year where we see the housing crisis deepen, where we see, you know, difficulties with people's ordinary lives when it comes to the cost of living and all of that people have to go through, and we're, I suppose, very often finding it very difficult to manage with the high cost of rent and housing and all of those things, and then the cost of fuel and everything else on top of it. You know, it was a difficult year for many people, but at the same time, you know, we had hopeful signs in it from a political point of view. Certainly the election of Catherine Conley was one of the great, I think, hopeful signs that a better and a better, brighter future is possible. It all happened in the shadow of worldwide, I think, the tragedy of what's happening in Gaza and the genocide there, the ongoing war in Ukraine, the turmoil around the world, Trump's tariffs, all of those things, you know, created a lot of instability and difficulties. And you know, we look forward to next year. I suppose that it can always be better, and that's, I suppose, what we need to be thinking about in life, is that things can improve, and can improve if we have the will to make them improve and put the actions in place to make that happen. So, you know, I look forward to 2026 as being a better year, and hopefully it won't be as difficult a year for very, very many people out there across the country who are finding it hard to find a place to live, for to be able to pay for their basic needs in life, and to get on with living in a comfortable society. We also, of course, recognise that, you know, the world is changing, and much of it not for the better, but that's why Ireland has to be a bright light for a better future and for a decent society, and that's what we need to try and build.